Today we are reminded that death never wins when Jesus steps in with hope and everlasting life. Let's head in your Bible to Mark chapter 5 and meet a father who is going through the worst day of his life. His daughter is dying. So it's a hot, dusty day in the small town of Galilee. Jesus and his disciples are out for a walk. They are surrounded by a large group of people pushing, shoving, pressing in. Then out of the crowd comes a man named Jairus. He is a leader in the church. Jairus is confident. He is dignified. He is a person that everybody respects, but not today. None of that matters. Jairus comes out of the crowd. He falls at the feet of Jesus in the dirt, and he begs him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and lay your hands on her so she may live." Jairus is broken. So Jesus goes with him. And on the way, Jesus stops to help somebody else. Time passes, and after this miracle, a messenger arrives from Jairus' house with horrible news. "Your daughter is dead. Why bother the teacher anymore? Can you imagine the feeling? Death feels final." Then verse 36, Jesus turns to Jairus and says, "Don't be afraid. Just believe." When they get to the house, people are crying loudly, making a scene, and Jesus goes upstairs with Jairus, his wife, and a couple of disciples. The little girl is lying there, and it is quiet. Jesus walks over. He takes her by the hand and says, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately, she opens her eyes. She takes a deep breath and she stands up and begins to walk around. I love verse 42 that reminds us she was 12 years old. So did you know that the same Jesus who speaks life and brings her back from the dead is the same Jesus who later dies on the cross for our sins? So here's the good news. When we trust in Jesus, death is not the end for us either. So how about you? What's going on in your life right now? Is there an impossible test at school? Are you worried about some of the drama between your friends? Do you let the tough stories on socials impact your thoughts? Well, let me encourage you to follow the example of Jairus. When Jairus runs to Jesus, Jairus wasn't just looking for help. Jairus puts his whole hope in the one who has power over death. Jesus defeats death, and 3 days later, Jesus walks out of the tomb alive for you and for me. Remember, there is nothing out of reach for Jesus. Jesus brings dead things back to life each minute, each hour, each moment of every day.